morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find the map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Ms. Donna Higashi, in memory of her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Katsumori and Misue Higashi. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Toyokazu Hagio, Rinban of Honpa Honganji, Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Hagio.
Let's pause a moment. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, the benefits we gain in the present are boundless. The karmic evil of our transmigration in birth and death disappears and determinate karma and untimely death are eliminated. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Amanda. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining to this White Way. As you know, the vaccination has already started, but our situation still remains that of a caged bird. All of us in the world are approaching an unstable critical condition. This COVID-19 infection is not only found in a certain small area, but all over the world. The situation feels ominous and unnecessary. You know, Buddhism pointed out that everything in this world arises and disappears according to conditions. Therefore, there is nothing that is forever unchanging. As it is said, everything is impermanent. All things and incidents are constantly changing and not staying the same. We like to think of the word impermanence as having pessimistic. Pessimistic means nothing change for the worse, that the young eventually become old, the healthy become sick, dear ones separate, and eventually all people die. But impermanence does not necessarily mean that all things get worse because of impermanence. Things can also take a turn for the better. Sad things may turn into happiness. Suffering may change to pleasure. Loneliness may turn to a warm encounter with friends. There is a saying, there is no night not followed by morning. Even when we feel that darkness is closing around you from all sides, eventually the light of morning comes. This is possible because things are impermanent. And also, why are we worrying about COVID-19 spreading? Because of speed of its spreading. and the high number of death. However, when I compare the rate of death, the highest death rate is pancreas cancer, about 94%. And the lowest is prostate cancer, 1%. And the cancer's average is 40%. Influenza is 1.1. Influenza is 0.1%. And then this COVID-19 is 2%. There is a big problem that can be disregarded by all human beings. And that is the fact that once we are born, we must die without fail someday. It is indicated in white ashes. Whether I go before others or others go before me, whether it be today or it be tomorrow, who is to know? Those who live before us are as countless as the drops of dew. When I read this the first time, I was deeply impressed. But when I read repeatedly, I don't accept it as whether I go before others or others go before me. Instead, I was thinking, others go before me, others go before me. I go after others. I go after others. I interpreted selfishly and passed my time in idleness. However, since you were born, death will surely visit, means the morality of human being is 100%. All other living things will be extinguished someday. However, only we human beings know about our own death. When human beings become aware that someday we have to die, we consider next three matters. Number one, search for perpetuate youth and longevity and eternal life. Number two, if possible, ignore death and turn one's face away from death and cheat the reality of this life. Number three, search for eternal life after death. Everyone which possible you living in, probably most of us might be in the second category. However, no matter how great you desire, your death will be surely come. Therefore, it is better to consider and research your future life as eternal, truthful in an absolute world. This world is Buddha's Pure Land. The faithful person, Saichi Asahara, said, quotation, "To die is the rule of this world. Not to die is the rule of Buddha's Pure Land. This to die body transform into a not to die body. Namo Amida Butsu." Quotation. Therefore, also Shinran Shonin and pointed out as follows. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, the benefit we gain in the present are boundless. The karmic evil of our transmigration in birth and death disappears, and determinate karma and untimely death are eliminated. So, as the expression appreciation, let's recite the name of Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namandaru Namandaru.
Thank you, Reverend Hagio, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, March 14th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Ms. Tanahigashi, and our speaker, Reverend Hagio. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Dr. Dexter Marr, Humpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin President. Namo Amida Butsu.